from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Coming up in the second hour of the Hot Corner, we'll get into, is this really good team actually not very good? And owner watch, who's the worst owner in baseball? Well, we got a new contender, as we always do, plus fair or foul at the bottom of the hour. We're talking about the All-Star break, and that will be next week. The game, Home Run Derby on Monday, the game on Tuesday. I'm sure we'll have the Futures game, I believe, is on Sunday, and the stupid celebrity thing will be earlier than that. I don't know.
I used to love watching the celebrity game.
Yeah, me too. And now it's like Kevin Hart and a bunch of people, and Jenny Finch and a bunch of people I've never heard of.
JoJo Siwa. It's like, who?
Yeah. I don't care. So make sure to tune in to that as baseball takes a little hiatus for the Midsummer Classic. We talked about guys that we were excited to get on the All-Star game, and I do want to talk about this, but open it up for a larger, because it's actually, I have somebody that I'm upset with that didn't make the list, that is not a part of this team. But guys, have you ever seen a team leading their division in first place at the All-Star break have one selection?
Have you ever seen that? I mean, I can't really think.
The Guardians got people, the Yankees, the Orioles, the Phillies. Some of it's star power. You know, if the Dodgers are in last place, Shohei's getting in. You know, like Mookie's getting in even though he's hurt. Like, there are some of those exceptions, but I give you our Seattle Mariners, who have one representative currently in Logan Gilbert, who I would argue should probably start the All-Star game for the American
League. Honestly, yank him. We really don't need any Mariners this year. The whole team is they don't deserve it.
However, I agree.
Shut up.
I agree. But George Kirby's been pretty good this year, and the big one is Munoz. I saw a comparison. Clay Holmes, the closer for the Yankees, is in this All-Star game. And I guarantee you, Bochy's going to look at him as the closer. When you put Clay Holmes' numbers up against Munoz, Munoz blows him out in every statistic.
And Munoz has had harder save situations because the Mariners,
because he plays for a crappy team.
Yeah, they're so crappy, he's had to come in and save, like, it's not just an inning, it's 1.1, 1.2 inning save situation.
Is it like a West Coast bias, or do we think we know that the Mariners got, quite frankly, are just not good?
Well, I mean, what hitters are you going to have?
Yeah, exactly.
True.
So,
but Stanek's been good.
Not good enough. Actually, he's kind of had to fill the closer role a little bit with Munoz kind of stepping back and forth.
And there's the aging George Kirby.
A couple of times where Stanek got blown up, and I believe Kirby's kind of having a down year, too.
And then you got what? 8 starting pitchers, 4 relievers that you can have on
George Kirby or Tyler Anderson.
Only got to have
one. At this point, it's Tyler Anderson because Kirby, maybe not a down year, but the Mariners.
What hitter for the Angels are you going to have on there?
That's true. The Mariners have each.
Oh, Hoppy.
When it comes to Luis.
Catchers, baby. Yeah. Catchers, baby.
Luis Castillo, Logan Gilbert even, but his numbers don't really reflect this. George Kirby have all each gotten blown up at least twice this year.
I just think it's wild, okay? I was driving in today listening to MLB Network on the radio. Okay, and they were talking about rank the 6 division leaders who you have the most confidence in. And both of them were flip-flopping Milwaukee and Cleveland. And I sat there and listened to it. Now, the other 3 are Baltimore, Philly, and the Dodgers. So I understand that. But they're flip-flopping Cleveland and the Brewers. And I'm like, that is so much disrespect to what Cleveland's doing right now. That's the best bullpen in baseball. Jose Ramirez is going to be a top 5 MVP voter. Kwan is starting.
They were saying
so is Jose. Clase is the closer in the American League.
They were saying those 2 teams they have the least faith in.
Yeah.
Okay. They clearly go to bed at 7 o'clock Eastern time.
Yeah.
Like,
which is 4 o'clock Western time.
No, I did watch Mariners games living on the East Coast. A 10-10 first pitch start on a Wednesday night.
I would expect you to.
No, exactly.
I wouldn't think you would go call it an early night when you got the Mariners on TV. Also, another reason why West Coast sports viewing is superior.
Well, let's be real quick then. Is there anybody that you see that hasn't made the All-Star team yet? We'll have some dropouts. Munoz, I think, is going to get in. Somebody's going to drop out and they'll get Munoz in. Is there anybody that you've seen that's not in that you really wanted to see in?
Oh, God. I would have to. I mean, again, I think just players overall, I think Josh Naylor was having a great season. The average isn't there, but I think as far as hitting goes at first base.
And what he means to Cleveland.
Yeah. I'm bummed that I don't see him on the AL roster.
Funny, I'll stick with you at first base, but I'll slide over to the National League. I'm going to go with Christian Walker. The Diamondbacks have not been good this year. They are clearly in a World Series hangover. I'm watching the Diamondbacks and the Braves right now. Gallen's been hit a little bit in the 4th inning. So only 2-0 Braves up over Arizona in the desert. I think Christian Walker is as advertised. And if the Diamondbacks decide to sell at the deadline, Christian Walker is a huge get. If you can afford him,
I'd like to see
paging
him.
Seattle
I would
Mariners,
like to see
paging Seattle Mariners.
They're not going to do it.
I would like to see Naylor and Walker both be those 7th and 8th spots in the home run derby.
Ooh.
Christian Walker, Josh Naylor.
I would like to have those two be the last two.
Smashing first baseman.
Well, and if they're not going to be on the All-Star rosters, have them included in All-Star weekend at least.
Looking, Schultzy, you got anybody?
I mean, there's looking. I guess I hate to stick in the own in my own division with my Seattle Mariners, but Brent Rooker for the A's sticks out to me. I mean,
yeah,
15
I would
homers,
agree.
Almost 280.
I would
know he's
agree.
On a crappy team, but he's got great numbers. That's what you include in the All-Star game, guys with great numbers, right?
I know, and I feel sometimes guys like Brent Rooker, guys like Munoz, guys like Christian Walker because of Ketel Marte, that don't get in. Because they're looking at it like, well, Seattle's got a guy. Oakland's got a guy.
Yeah.
Arizona's got a guy. So we don't got to add. Those are bad teams. We don't got to add, which is funny because one of those is leading their division. But they look at it like, well, we don't got to add anybody because we already got our one delegate. This isn't when, you remember that? Who was the first baseman for the Royals? Kind of like a big fat guy, first baseman.
Billy Butler.
Yeah. Billy
just
Butler,
thinking
thank
him
you.
Before you even brought
Billy
him up.
Butler Billy made Butler. The All-Star
solid
game.
Solid goatee.
For the former first Mariner. For the first year that everyone had to have a representative, everybody's like, this guy's terrible. But Brent Rooker, Mason Miller, those are 2 deserved All-Stars. Logan Gilbert, Anthony Munoz, deserved All-Stars. Ketel Marte, Christian Walker, deserved All-Stars. Let's kick that S out of here and give guys that need to get in to get in.
You know what's bizarre is Billy Butler feels like he's been out of the league for 10 years. It says here on Google he's only 38.
Yeah, I believe he. I mean, He was about
to come to my high school reunion.
His last year was 2016.
Was that with Seattle, or did he go back to Kansas City?
His last year, he hasn't played
in 8 seasons
for 8 years, and he's a year younger than me.
He stopped playing at 30.
Welcome to MLB, guys. So many players have great starts.
Meanwhile, Verlander is still kicking it around. Yikes.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.